Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I thank God this morning for a powerful day in the kingdom. Welcome to Waves of Glory here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here in the studio, and we are excited about the move of God among his daughters today. We are, as you know, still working the Day of the Woman, a series that we are speaking to the daughters of God across the nation concerning the call of God on our lives, and also leading up to the upcoming Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit that will be held right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina on the 26th and the 27th, a Friday night and a Saturday morning strategic planning sessions. We're going to be doing leadership development, ministry development, personal development, and economic empowerment, economic development. So praise the Lord. We are looking forward to seeing you there. I just see in my mind, in my spiritual mind, 100 women converging on the city. And when we converge on this city to make a community impact, and then when we leave the city, we leave carrying what we need to impact our own community. God bless you this morning. I hope you are praying in the realm of the Spirit. I hope you are seeking God to find out, are you one of the chosen? Are you one of those women that he is calling to attend this summit? Amen. Because you don't want to miss it. Praise the Lord. Today, this morning, I've been just trying to make sure that whatever we say and do is based on the Word of God. As long as we keep the Word of God our foundation, we can never go wrong. And we're going to be going into the book of Psalms this morning. Psalms chapter 68. Praise the Lord. Specifically, we want to focus on verse number 11. Psalm 68. Verse 11 says, "The Lord gives the command. The women who proclaim the good tidings are a great host." Praise the Lord. Hold on one moment. There's a pounding at my door. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who is it? Praise the Lord. That's a woman of God. Amen. Knocking like the police. Hallelujah. Open up. Open up. Amen. That's the beauty of being on live radio. You're just not going to ever know what you're going to get. So here we are once again in Psalm 68, verse 11. And as the Lord gives the command, praise the Lord, and the women who proclaim the good tidings are a great host. Now that's one version. The NIV says the Lord announces the word, and the women a mighty throne. Glory be to God. Another verse, the New Living Translation. The Lord gives the word, and a great army brings the good news. I want you to keep listening because we're going to take you somewhere with this word. The English Standard Version. The Lord gives the word. The women who announce the news are a great host. Hallelujah. New American Standard. The Lord gives the command. The women who proclaim the good tidings are a great host. King James says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it." The Holman Christian Standard Bible, "The Lord gave the command, a great company of women brought for good news." Hallelujah. Now we're back here in the Old Testament, people. We're right back here in the book of Psalms, chapter 11, the International Standard Version. The Lord issues a command. Numerous are the women who are not the news. Hallelujah. The Lord speaks. Get it
Lord shall give the word to them that preach good tidings with great power. We're talking about the same verse of scripture. It's talking about the women of God. Psalm 68, verse 11. And when you go into the study of the particular custom of the day, it was customary for women to arouse the king to battle, to the armies to battle. Let's go into the treasury of David and see what it says here. The treasury of David says, the Lord gave the word, great company of those that published it. Now, verse 11, it says, we do not sing of marching, but of battle and victory. The Lord gave the word. This is an announcement from God that says the enemy was near, and the silver trumpet from the tabernacle door was God's mouth to warn the camp. Hallelujah. Evangelist Tangela Diggs will be blowing the trump of God this February 26th. Amen. At the mouth of the camp of God, the trump went out. Then was there hurrying to and fro and a general telling of the news. Great was the company of those that published it. This is a picture of a camp of soldiers that are in a way for battle. And all they are waiting for is an announcement that the enemy has been spotted. Glory be to God. And then it tells us, according to custom, the women ran from tent to tent and roused their lords to battle. Glory to the apple shaka. Hallelujah. Ready as they always were to chant the victory, they were equally swift to publish the fact that the battle note had been sounded. Oh my God, I pray you hear this word this morning, that God is going to sound the trump, and he's gathering a company of women that will go forth and publish this word with great glory. We will arouse our lords to battle, and not only to battle, but we will arouse and begin to chant the victory chant. Ha-yoro-ho-shata, the 10,000 maids of Israel, like good handmaids of the Lord, arouse the sleepers. There is an army of the Lord. The church of the living God is sleeping right now. But the word is letting us know that the women were given the task of arousing the sleepers to battle, and they called in the wanderers. Hikashototo. Those are just wandering. My God, this is the word of the Lord for this season. And they bade the valiant men hasten to the fray. Oh, for the like zeal in the church today. This is the treasury of David that is speaking to us about Psalm 68, verse 11. Women of God, there is a purpose for your calling. There is a purpose for you standing in the place that God has you standing today. He is calling you to be the trump. And what's that trumpet sound? He's calling the great company of women to begin to run to and fro and set the battle in array to arouse the Lord's their slumber. To declare that the enemy is near, and then to begin the victory chant. Glory be to God. This is an exciting day in the kingdom today, and I'm glad to be a part of what God is doing. I pray that I'm going to meet you in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We are pulling down some mental strongholds. We are pulling down some spiritual strongholds. We are sounding the alarm. We are blowing the trumpet in Zion. And a great army and a great company of God is on the move. We are on the march, and the enemy can hear the sound of our feet, but it doesn't matter, because every place on which the soles of our feet shall tread, God has given us the victory. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin. Listen, the summit is coming up. It's a Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit. Our overall theme is raising the standard. Glory be to God. And then on Saturday morning, we are going to be in strategic training session on leadership development. How to know the difference between a leader and a manager. How to tell why you're getting so much fight from the people you put in leadership position. This is very important. You're going to want to hear this. Then we're going to go into ministry development.
to properly define your vision and to put together a strategy and then an action plan so that you can see in detail what it is you can be to your ministry. Amen. When the Word of God says write the vision and make it plain, we're not just talking about what you want to do, but we're talking about what God has called you to do, how He's called you to do it, who He's going to use to help you bring that to pass. And we're going to be binding ourselves together. We're going to be connecting supernaturally, but we're also going to set up some natural alliances so that you have support in the work of the ministry, that you will recognize you are never alone. Amen. Even when Jesus said his disciples would leave him alone, he said, you may leave me alone, but I'm never alone. Well, God is now going to make that a truth in the realm of the natural. He's going to cause that supernatural truth of never alone to manifest in the natural as we link up our shields as a mighty army of God. Hallelujah. Then we're going to be talking about personal development, some of the stumbling blocks that we have in ministry as women, some of the things that keep us from flourishing. We're going to deal with those things. We're going to get rid of those things. You're going to be fortified and empowered when you leave this meeting. And then finally, we're talking about economic empowerment, how God wants to cause the wealth to come into your hand so that you can use it for the building of the kingdom and for the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God. We love you today. We love you, and we are praying for you. We are praying and praying that God will tap you on the shoulder, that you would be one of those who he's saying, this is your time, this is your season to be empowered and released into the nations. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm just going to close this morning with a small prayer for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful that you have chosen us in this hour to bring this empowerment summit to Fayetteville, North Carolina. And we know that no weapon formed against us is going to be able to prosper. It doesn't matter what it is. We take you at your word. We're not doing this out of our own mind and our own thinking. We are doing it because we believe that we've heard you say it, to go forth. So in your will and in your word, we are going ahead, and we plow through right behind you, for the breaker is gone up before us. This is the year of breakthrough. Now let your daughters of Zion experience breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough in their lives today. We thank you for it. We receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, and I'm praying for you that you have a blessed weekend and that God will cause you to go ahead and register your seat. Amen, because what's going to happen next week, on the end of the week, we're going to go ahead and shut down registration so that we can secure what we need to make sure that you get the best out of this summit. Amen. We have to put supplies together. We have to make sure there's enough for all those coming. So if you're coming, we want you to make sure you get your seat reserved by the end of next week. If you don't have your funds yet, but you will be coming, notify me at yourmarketplaceapostle@gmail.com, or you can connect with Evangelist Tangela Diggs, those of you that have her email address or you are in contact with her on a daily basis. You can also inbox me on Facebook, praise the Lord, and you can drop me a word on one of the pages at our leadership summit at www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com. You will find all the details under the tab Leadership Summit. God bless you. We love you, and we are praying that we can connect in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.